This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Lawmakers drew government's attention to several issues, including teachers' ongoing protests and postponement of grade 12 exams. Mata Tirthamsi or Mother's Day being celebrated with devotion and gratitude to mothers. Westerly winds and moisture-laden rather air from Bay of Bengal influence country's weather. And massive explosion at Iran's key port kills at least 25 people, leaving 800 injured. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers have drawn the government's attention to several pressing issues, including recent terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir, the teachers' ongoing protest, and postponement of grade 12 exams. During an emergency hour in the House of Representatives meeting today, the lawmakers condemned the recent terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir that claimed the lives of 26 people, including Nepali national Sudeep Neupane. Lawmakers Ramhari Khatiwada, Thakur Prasad Goyre, Ramkrishna Yadav, Sarraz Ahmad Faruqi and others expressed deep concern over the incident. Lawmaker Shakti Basnet urged the government to address agitating teachers' legitimate demands within the framework of existing laws and to pass the education bill in Parliament without delay. The suspension of grade 12 exams and disruption of student enrollment campaigns due to the ongoing protest was also raised, with lawmakers calling for immediate government action to resolve the issue. Mata Tirthamsi, also known as Mother's Day in Nepal, is being celebrated across the country today with deep devotion and respect. The festival honors the role of mothers, who are regarded in religious scriptures as even greater than fathers and gurus. On the occasion, sons and daughters express their love, reverence and gratitude to their mothers by offering gifts and seeking their blessings. It is a day to recognize a mother's contribution to the family and society. For those whose mothers have passed away, they pay tribute to offering food and donations to the needy in their mother's name, and by performing religious rituals to pray for her soul's eternal peace. A major fair is organized at Mata Tirtha in Chandragiri Municipality in Kathmandu, drawing devotees from far and wide. Many also visit temples, riverbanks and confluences to perform prayers and rituals for their late mothers. The Kathmandu District Police Range Bhadrakali has informed the Federal Parliament about the arrest of Member of Parliament Maya Rai. In a letter sent to Speaker Devraj Khimeri, the police stated that MP Rai was taken into custody yesterday from Koponab Buddha Nilkuntha Municipality 10 in Kathmandu. Rai, a sitting MP from the Nepali Congress, was wanted in a fraud and organized crime case. MP Rai is currently in custody and further investigation is underway. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Ranadeva has said that Nepal is always against terrorism and strongly condemns terrorism in any manifestation. Addressing a gathering organized by the Indian Embassy in Nepal yesterday to pay tributes to those who lost their lives in the terrorist attack in Pahalgam in Kashmir, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana made it clear that Nepal always stands against terrorist activities carried out anywhere, anytime, and for any purpose. The Foreign Affairs Minister clarified that Nepal is firmly committed to ensuring that its territory is not used by any terrorist group for any reason and against any country and people. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 25 people have been killed and 800 injured in a massive explosion at one of Iran's key ports. The BBC cited local authorities as saying the blast took place at Shahid Rezai, the country's largest commercial port, near the southern city of Bandar Abbas on Saturday morning. It blew out windows and roofs of nearby buildings and destroyed cars. Residents reported fleeing the impact of the blast up to 50 kilometers away. Videos verified by the BBC show a fire growing in intensity with a huge explosion, with people subsequently fleeing the blast and others lying wounded on roads surrounded by smoke debris. State media quoted witness as saying the explosion occurred after a fire broke out and spread to unsealed containers storing flammable materials. Customs officials later released a statement reported by Iranian state TV saying the explosion had probably resulted from a fire that had broken out in a hazmat and chemical materials storage depot. U.S. President Donald Trump has questioned Russian President Vladimir Putin's willingness to end the war in Ukraine following his meeting with the country's leader, Volodymyr Zelensky, on the sidelines of Pope Francis' funeral. Posting on social media after leaving Rome, Trump said he feared Putin was trapping him along after Moscow's strikes on Kyiv early this week, adding there was no reason for Putin to be shooting missiles into civilian areas. Earlier in the day, Trump and Zelensky were seen in deep discussion in St. Peter's Basilica shortly before the funeral began. The White House described the 50-minute meeting with Zelensky as very productive. The Ukrainian president said it had the potential to become historic. Trump had previously said Russia and Ukraine were very close to a deal, following three-hour talks between his envoy, Steve Witkoff, and the Russian president on Friday. The Kremlin, meanwhile, said on Saturday that Putin had confirmed Russia's readiness to enter into direct talks with Ukraine without preconditions to Witkoff. Meanwhile, Russia has said its forces have completely recaptured the embattled Kursk region. 8 months after Ukraine's military stormed into the Russian territory in a surprise counteroffensive. However, Ukraine's military immediately disputed the claim, saying its soldiers are still operating in parts of Kursk. Ukraine's chief of staff in a post on Telegram said the enemy leadership about the defeat of the Ukrainian troops are nothing more than propaganda tricks. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kushi and Madhya provinces, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces, and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kushi and Madhya provinces, along with hilly region in the rest of the provinces, and at one or two places in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall and rainfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the current weather conditions are being influenced by westerly winds combined with local wind patterns. Additionally, moisture-laden air entering from the Bay of Bengal is further contributing to the atmospheric activity. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Lawmakers drew government's attention to several issues, including teachers' ongoing protests and postponement of grade 12 exams. Mata Tirtha Osio Mother's Day being celebrated with devotion and gratitude to mothers. Westerly winds and moisture-laden air from Bay of Bengal influence country's weather. And massive explosion at Iran's key port kills at least 25 people, leaving 800 injured. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.readnepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.